Hey, it's Marina, travel experta, and today we're going to be talking about moving to a new country. Are you guys ready for an adventure? Let's begin. So just a quick background for you to understand where I do come from. I have lived in several countries. So moving from one country to another is not new for me. I have been an expat for over 20 years, so I could easily say that I do know the ins and outs of moving from one country to another. I've done it single, I've done it married, I've done it with kids, and we are now in the process of moving to another country right now again. So I could walk you through a lot of the steps, and I know a lot of people have questions for moving from different countries. I am here to help you with those because I do love the fact that people want to move to a whole new country. Being an expat is one of the greatest joys of my life. It has been one of the biggest gifts of my life. So before I break down into our new phase, what I have done is I have lived in many different cities and states in the United States. And sometimes it's like moving to a whole new country, just so you know. I've moved probably to 5 different states, from New York, Rhode Island, to Colorado, to California. So I do know a lot about moving around locally. If you are listening from the US and are interested to move around, I'm happy to help you like that. I lived in England. So I moved from the States to London. Then once I got married, me and my husband moved to Costa Rica. And from Costa Rica, we moved to Guatemala. And now we are making the move to Spain. Making a move is not that easy. And there are quite a few steps that I really recommend people take. Because one of the biggest problems that I have seen people do, especially when we lived in Costa Rica has this magical allure to it, especially for retirees or people that want to be digital nomads. You know, Costa Rica does a really great job of marketing itself, and it's a beautiful country. Don't get me wrong. It is a beautiful country, but there are many things that people did not know about it when they arrived already with either have bought a condo, a house, or land. First and foremost, go and stay in the country you want to live in. Stay there for, I don't know, a week, 2 weeks, a month, to really understand the country, to know where you want to live in the country. Sometimes you might think that you want to live in one place, you get there, and it's not at all what you expect it to be. This is so important. Costa Rica, there were so many people who have spent all their life savings on these homes, quote unquote, on the beach, only to arrive there. And it was an isolated beach. There was nothing there. It was ridden with poverty. I mean, it was everything that they did not want. They didn't speak the language. There was no stores, no hospitals, no nothing. You guys, the number one thing you need to do before anything, once you decide on where you want to live, and sometimes even before you decide, go and stay in the place that you want to live in, but not as a tourist, but as a person that will be living there. So important. I cannot even stress the importance of this. Okay? You need to go to the country and then to the chosen city or town and stay there. And if you don't like it, get up and find another place, because a lot of times one city might be completely different feel, atmosphere, environment to another city. Okay? It is so important. And the other thing that today we have the absolute beauty of, which I did not have when I first moved to Costa Rica almost 20 years ago, and that is Facebook, Facebook groups, blogs. Okay? I know this could sound a little bit cliche, but it's not. Okay, you need to speak to other expats. You need to speak to other people in those areas. There are many people that are so helpful. I don't care if you want to become friends with only locals when you arrive there. Great, I think that's fantastic. But before you arrive, there are plenty of expat groups for pretty much anywhere in the world to help guide you. Okay, and a lot of times those groups have locals that live there that enjoy hanging out with expats. So make sure you go and check them out. Trust me on this, okay? It is life savings. Because like I said to you, when I first moved to Costa Rica, the adjustment period was hard, even though Costa Rica is known fact that it has a very large expat community that could help me. But in the beginning, it's always good to have upfront information. When I moved to Guatemala, again, I didn't have the beauty of Facebook, but I did have blogs. Back then, Twitter and blogging was already around, and me meeting up and chatting with other bloggers and other people who were living in that area of Guatemala was incremental to the success of my move. And because of that, if you guys want to move to Antigua, Guatemala, or even Guatemala, you can now go on my blog and you can find an entire section on that, because I cannot even tell you how many people I have helped with my information when we first moved to Guatemala, with where to live, how to move to Guatemala, schools, and so much more, because it's helpful, okay? And in this particular case, we are now moving to Spain, and I have now begun the same exact journey. So stay tuned for my next moving to a new country episode. But the number one thing that you need to get out of this episode, even maybe number two things, but the number one thing before you even start to contact other people, is you need to know where you want to go, and you need to get your butt over there to really see if it is the place for you. And connecting with people on Facebook, blogs, I don't care where you connect with them. There are plenty of sources right now online, completely free, and people love to help. They love to help, and even more so, they love to connect. What I'm going to be talking about now about Spain, just our last trip to Spain, for the exact reasons that I'm telling you about, where do we want to live? We were able to meet with quite a few people, and they were so happy to meet with us and share, and we are human, so there's that human connection. Okay, so make sure you stay tuned to all of my episodes on moving to another country to get as much information as you can. Are you guys ready for an adventure? Let's begin. This is the adventure of a lifetime. Now, if you have any questions, I am here for you guys. You could also go to my site, travelexperta.com, travel expert with an A.com. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave me a review and make sure to share this with your friends. And remember to make every day an adventure.